While much attention Tuesday focused on House and Senate races, voters were also electing more than 6,000 state legislators. Some political analysts say Republicans' big gains in those races could be even more important than who controls Congress in January. That's because state legislatures are responsible for redistricting, due to happen once the census results are released early next year. FSRN's Jacob Fenston has more.
It wasn't just Nancy Pelosi who lost her job Tuesday. In state legislatures, Republicans took control of at least 18 chambers across the country. Tim Story with the National Conference of State Legislatures says Republicans will be in the driver's seat when states redraw districts next year.
The success by Republicans on Tuesday night really positioned them for the upcoming redistricting cycle in the best position they've been in since the modern era of redistricting began.
Republicans gained more than 650 seats in state legislatures. Story says that means more Republicans in state governments than any time since 1928. Republicans will now control redistricting in key swing states like Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. But Story says the makeup of a district isn't everything.
You have to have good candidates. You have to run a good campaign, a smart campaign. You have to be well-funded, obviously, and have the money to run a good campaign. And you have to get a few breaks along the way sometimes, too.
In 36 states, legislators draw the district maps. Seven states have only one district, so it's a moot point, and the remaining seven draw the maps by commission. California now becomes one of those states after two ballot propositions let the state move forward with creating a new redistricting commission. Jessica Levinson with the Center for Governmental Studies in L.A. says establishing the commission was a bipartisan issue.
Both parties were united against it because they both stood to lose. Last time, when we drew the lines 10 years ago, both parties basically decided we are going to create an incumbency protection plan. And that was very successful. Very, very few incumbents lost elections.
And that's what got voters, she says. This year's anti-incumbent mood meant they didn't trust elected officials with redrawing districts. Voters in Florida approved a different experiment with a similar goal. They passed two constitutional amendments, placing new rules on how their lawmakers draw up districts. Kelly Penton is with Fair Districts Florida, which headed up the campaign for the amendments.
Now legislators will have a responsibility to try to keep the districts compact as possible, and really reflect the communities that are in those districts, as opposed to just drawing them in these weird and bizarre shapes only to handpick the voters that will be more favorable to them.
The amendments passed with 62% and broad support, including civil rights groups like the NAACP. But some say the new laws could hurt minority groups. On Wednesday, two members of Congress, Corrine Brown, a Democrat, and Mario Diaz-Balart, a Republican, filed a lawsuit charging the amendments threaten minority voter districts. But Penton says the amendments built in protection for those groups.
It does not allow Tallahassee politicians to diminish the ability of minorities to select representatives of their choice.
Not all are sold on these reform models, including Tim Story with the National Conference of State Legislatures.
The good thing about California and Florida is we've now got two very different approaches to do redistricting in a different way, and it's not clear if they'll work. So I think one of the interesting things is to see, you know, which of these experiments works, or maybe both of them, maybe neither of them.
Other states will be watching these two experiments, but for now, partisan redistricting is the rule. Story says next year Republicans will draw the maps in 170 districts, while Republicans will only draw about 70. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.